This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Bea Nettles is an artist. She is a photographer and she makes art books. A professor emerita at the University of Illinois, her work has been shown nationally and internationally. Her latest book is a book of four poems, the title Stone Cipher, a book of seasons. The book unfolds, literally, to reveal the poems, one for each season. The poems are composed of last names taken from gravestones in area cemeteries. She photographed the stones this summer, and she's with me this afternoon to talk about Stone Cipher. Good to have you back.
Great to be here.
So what else would you like to say in terms of describing the look and feel of this book?
It's unfortunate not to be able to see this as I read it, because you have to see it to believe it. Each one of these words is a family last name. And I zoomed in on them, so all you see is the last name, fairly tight. And they're arranged as sentences would be. So if it's a five-word sentence, there's a little string of stones that are arranged in a row. And as you read the book, it's almost as if you're walking through a graveyard, because you weave back and forth through these various rows of stones.
Yeah, and the stones almost serve as pavers.
That's right. That's true, too.
Yeah.
But this was what I had to do all summer when I was looking for particular last names. I had to walk the rows up and down and back and forth. It was quite a scavenger hunt.
Now, how did it occur to you that you could use the names on headstones as parts of speech that could be transformed into poetry?
It happened six or seven months before I really got the idea consciously. I was down south, and I saw a headstone that said Southern, and I thought, right, of course, someone living in the South would have the last name Southern. And then I picked a couple of other stones that were nouns and didn't think anything more about it. But I was out on my bicycle riding around Mount Hope Cemetery, which is a place that I taught nearby but never really spent any time in. And I wanted to photograph and spend some time there. And I thought, well, there's a lot of cliche sorts of things you can do with graveyards, but what could I do? And then I started to spot some of these family names that were very interesting. And it just makes you wonder, you know, how someone would get a name like Withers, for example, as a last name. So I started with Mount Hope and would write little short phrases, and then I got sort of addicted and obsessed with the idea. Went online, I found a grave site finder software that would tell me all the interments in certain cemeteries, and then I get a list, and then I go looking for rose or vermilion or whatever words that I thought would be useful.
So what was it like spending that time in area cemeteries?
It was beautiful. It was hot this summer, as you know, so I would have to go really early. I would go out at dawn, literally, and photograph before it got hot. But the graveyards in this community, many of them are in choice locations. They're on hills. There's woods surrounding them. There's a beautiful one out in Rantoul that the train goes by in the morning. And there also seem to be a lot of birds out there that you don't see anywhere else. And so they're keeping you company. I saw a fox in Mount Hope Cemetery. It ran out and ran around and kind of kept an eye on me. It's a very beautiful place to be very, very early in the morning.
Well, I would love for you to read the poem Fall's Nice Wander. So here's
okay.
The title, Fall's Nice Wander.
Right.
So we've got two names, Fall's
and Nice Wander.
And Nice Wander.
Right. Summer's vineyard withers, hedges curl, green trees redden, hill burns sharp golden sparks, harsh nettles madden pepper black bull, weary workman downs stout beers, belting rains power welling creek, chestnut woods tremble, wise householder stocks winter's heater wood, crabtree leathers, brash beavers carpenter Westbrook woods, heath fox burrows brown mink warrens, house sparrow fears keener barnfield hawk, marshmallow feaster mounts straw bales, trick treat comer goers sample candy hoard, noble ash shields St. Matthew's church, ruffed gust teeters gray parish gates, pilgrim peoples want grandberry jelly, Moody Light Falls, Brownfield Turner, Seals, Woody Seed Ransom.
Well, B. Nettles, the name word Nettles.
Yes, I worked myself in, yes.
A relation?
That's my last name, so Nettles. No, not a relation, I'm sorry. It's the only Nettles in the county, the only headstone that has Nettles.
Yeah.
Mostly they're from the south, and there weren't too many of them up here.
Yeah, I thought that was terrific.
Appeared
in there.
I figured that was fair. I had to put myself in if I put the other ones in.
Yeah, now I want to talk with you a little bit about a couple of the photographs in this poem.
Sure.
The photograph for Leathers,
yes.
The name Leathers,
yes.
And the photograph for the name Feaster.
Yes.
In Leathers, we see these beautiful fall-blooming flowers.
Right.
And then in Feaster, it looks like you've captured maybe sunrise?
It was sunrise, yeah. Leathers is actually plastic flowers, and in many of the cases I was excited to find what people put, you know, on the stones and tried to include them. But coming in as close as I did, it's a little hard sometimes to see the stone and the workmanship. Of course, the typography is beautiful. But Feaster was a beautiful black marble. And I actually had to return to that stone several times because of the reflection. It was difficult. I found that most people are buried facing east. And so when you're out there photographing in the morning, your shadow falls across the stone. If it's east, you cast a shadow. Or if you get around on the opposite side, you get what's called lens flare. So it was quite challenging, and I was contorting myself in some cases, trying to get a shot that would be fairly square without my reflection in it.
For the back of the book, the back of the book's sleeve, it comes in a sleeve
with a colophon. On the back.
And you wrote for the sleeve, "It seemed appropriate to arrange these words poetically by the seasons to emphasize the passage of time."
That's right. That's right.
When and how did that thought come to you?
The seasons are something that I've dealt with in my photographic work, time passing as well. I did a book called Seasonal Turns some time ago. And so when I sat down to write this poetry, certain phrases would come to mind, like golden sparks or Welling Creek, those sorts of things. And then I thought, I got the idea fairly early on to arrange them seasonally. That helped me organize what I was doing. So I had layouts of these different clumps of words, and then would begin to expand the phrases. But I love the idea that these stones are there, and these people have been buried there for a long time, and the time passes all around them, and they're there for the long haul. But the time is very ephemeral, and just the way you handle the book, it actually rolls sort of through your hand. It's what's called an accordion book, so there's no start and no end. You pull the book out of the sleeve and read May Day, because I like the idea, for me, the year starts in the spring, and then you move through till the very last day of the year, which is, it ends with winter.
Yeah, and I also like what you did with the sleeve, because it also rolls.
Yes, the sleeve rolls and rotates, and the accordion itself has been cut with a corner rounder to sort of resemble tombstones, gravestones. So there's all these subtle kind of references in the way that the book is made that serve to reinforce what you're reading. The cycle, the handling, if you open the book up flat and look at it, it's like walking up and down the rows. And I've got all of these poems on my website and images, as well as you can see them online.
Yeah, and that's bnettles.com, B-E-A, Nettles with two T's, bnettles.com. And we have to wrap it up here because we're out of time.
Okay.
It's gone so quickly. But I really want to also let people know that this is really a very tactile experience between the typography on the stones and the way that the book works in one's hands.
Yes. That's the nice thing about books.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome,
in this afternoon.
Celeste. Thanks for having me.
Stone Cipher, A Book of Seasons by B. Nettles.